Alright, if you have troubles and you're telling me about them, you might say, well, what?
I'd probably say I had a terrible thing happen to me.
Okay, you might say troubles or maybe problems.
Right.
How would you come up to me and say, Jen, I've got to talk something over with you? What would you say?
Yeah, I'd probably say I've got this problem I don't know how to solve.
Okay. All right. Now, if you thought you heard a noise, I might say, did you hear that noise? How would you respond to it if you did hear it?
Yes, I heard it.
All right. If I asked you if you knew a person, you might say no, but I've known of them. How would you, if somebody else has talked about them, well, how would you refer to that?
I'd probably say yes, I know of her, but I don't know her personally.
Okay, if somebody came into town, if a friend came into town, and another friend had been visiting with them, you might say, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't seen him.
Then you might say, has your brother seen him yet? And you might answer, no. If your brother hasn't seen him yet, you probably...
No, he hasn't seen him either.
Okay. Does your brother like ice cream? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have a brother.
Okay. If you were asked, say in work, to type out something and say the question at hand was, you know, whether or not somebody should be admitted in this, you know, the man who you're working for said, write out a letter and tell him no, you know, he can't have admission or he is not granted admission. How might you, you know, write a letter? What might you say to him?
Well, I would probably say I'm sorry to report that we will not be able to admit you, perhaps to the school. That's where I happen to work. That's the terms we use. We could not admit you at this time. Mm-hmm. Something to that effect.
Would you ever say something like, we don't have room for you now? Or would you consider that policy?
Yeah. More than likely, there'd always be some reason that he could not be admitted at the time. Using the word admit,
mm-hmm.
because going along with admission, mm-hmm. we try to use admit.
Okay. If a man lets his farm get run down and he doesn't seem to care about it, you might say something, say to someone who asks, I really don't know, he just doesn't, you know, care about it. How would you, what would be another way of saying that? He doesn't, you know, care about it. Or would you say that?
Well,
if somebody seems to have
if it was dilapidated and just didn't
yeah, if,
he just
well,
didn't
if somebody seems to have given up on something, what would you, you know, if you don't feel like they really put that much effort into it?
I would probably just say they've given up. They're not trying anymore.
Would you say they don't seem to care about it?
If it fit.
Mm-hmm.
If it seemed like they didn't care and just gave up rather than circumstances that they couldn't do anything about.
Okay. All right.